on our program today. Here we go. We are going to be talking about the upcoming, one of the many upcoming events going on. So joining us, we've got Chris Blocker. Good to have you in here, Chris.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Because you haven't had much going on here.
So no, not much at all.
This week. And we also have joining us, athletic director from the Boone campus at Des Moines Area Community College, BJ McGinn.
Jim, great to be here this morning. Thank you for having us on.
All right. And the big thing we want to talk about is the upcoming event that basically is getting hosted, DMAC, the host campus, yay. And we'll find out who actually put the bug in the ear to say, Boone could maybe do this. Anyway, bottom line is it's about the NJCAA Division II Women's National Golf Championship. It's going to be in Boone. This is the first time ever that we've had a Division II. BJ, part of it is you got in on one of those committees at the NJCAA. All the women golfers were bunched together in one, no matter what level of class or what school you were in.
Right, yeah. So prior to this season, and again, yeah, and I am the assistant director of National Women's Golf for Division II, but and that was part of kind of how this all kind of trickled into to happening. But prior to this year, there was scholarship and non-scholarship women's golf, right? Mm-hmm. So the men have had Division I, Division II, Division III, and a lot of that's numbers-based,
yeah.
In terms of numbers of teams and programs throughout the country. But I felt like there was a significant disparity, difference in terms of, playing the Division I, people playing with Division I money and full ride scholarships with tuition, room, and board, in Florida and Texas, yeah, et cetera, that can bring in gals from, Spain, let's just use that as an example, that, sure, end up on the LPGA Tour, and that's no disrespect to, our gals and those that play, at the Division II scholarship level, which is tuition, books, and fees, as opposed to including room and board, but you just get a different caliber of player, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so really in conjunction with Coach Seabach, who's our head men's and women's golf coach, we really worked for about 4 or 5 years trying to get this thing to come to fruition. And, about a year ago, we flew out to Charlotte, he and I did, and went before the committee and just kind of talked through it. And we got it brought forward. And then it was passed, actually, at the end of July in the July meeting. But we had to commit to, okay, well, who wants to host it? So I just kind of looked around the room and raised my hand and said, hey, let's do this. And that's kind of,
then got on the phone.
I got to quit doing that, right? So in any event.
No, you don't.
But in any event, so yeah. And then Pat and Carol were gracious enough to get a course for a week is very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Especially this time of year when your members are just kind of getting excited about, sure, playing golf and getting out there and whatnot. So, but they were great as far as saying, hey, let's make this thing happen. Let's bring it to Boone. Let's bring it to Boone County. And we were able to get that done. And now we're about 2 weeks away from this thing happening.
There we go.
And so I'm just so blessed to have, what a great team. Obviously, Chris Blocker's here with me today with Discover Boone County. But, Chris Seabach, our golf coach, Corey Henson, our superintendent out at Cedar Point, and then certainly Pat and Carol Clemens. And that's kind of and then Randy Schmitz with the Volunteers, which Chris will talk about, yeah, in a second here. But what a great team. And to show what we could do here in Boone, Iowa, it's just been an amazing group to work with, and we're making it happen.
So. And having Cedar Point having hosted some of the high school girls in the past, they kind of know what you need for grounds and conditions, things like that. Of course, if Mother Nature cooperates, that helps.
I already got a call in.
Yeah, did you?
Yep, Mother Nature and I had a conversation, ahead, so. And it was, this is how it's going to be.
So, Chris, when he calls you, you're going, oh, yeah, I have nothing else happening, I don't think. But, again, pretty excited. I mean, he got excited when he said, this is the national tournament.
It's, right.
It comes from all over the country. We'll have all kinds of people that'll be coming here. Not going to be overwhelmed by thousands and thousands, but we will have a pretty good group of visitors coming to Central Iowa.
Yeah, so it's a great time of year for us to have some guests in town. First part of May is always, you know, a good time. So it's not our crazy, you know, August, September time frame here in Boone County. But so we're super excited to have this group come to town and something new. I mean, it's a great event. And, you know, we've put in a lot of hours. We truly are just trying to knock it out of the park and roll out the red carpet for these people that are coming to the area. You know, we know some of them aren't from the Midwest, possibly. So we're going to show them, you know, that Iowa nice and just really welcome them here.
So from the Visit Boone County side, CVB side,
yep.
What did you have to start doing to get ready for this? And again, working, because you had to get a group together, obviously, Pat and Carol and Corey, and BJ's hanging around the outside. What was up first? What are some of the first things you were looking at?
You know, some of the things that we had to, you know, lock in right away were hotel rooms. We needed to make sure that they had a place to stay. We wanted them to stay, you know, fairly local. So we wanted to get that locked in. Then we started working on some sponsorships. We knew that we needed to generate some revenue in order to, you know, offset some costs that we're going to have. So we started with some sponsorships and then... then start working on all the details, you know, all the things down to the banquet. So,
all the logistics.
Yeah. So we're gonna offer a banquet that will be held to all the teams and players, coaches on the Monday night, May 12th at 6 o'clock out at the 1868 Farmhouse. So we're excited about that. We're going to show them a sweet little venue. Yes, a local caterer, whether or not it's going to be taking care of all the food for that, as well as all the food during the week for spectators and parents. So, yeah, we're working with all locals and trying to show the girls a good time.
So when, like, you're going out saying, okay, well, we need catering for this, we need food for all this and stuff, and reactions from, oh, that's a bunch.
It is a bunch, great. But they're excited. You know, they've done big events before. So we met yesterday out at the 1868 Farmhouse and worked with Debbie and Rick, and they're just going to do a phenomenal job for us too. They want this to just be an amazing thing for the girls and the teams. So putting all the pieces together.
So BJ, back to you on what's coming. I mean, as far as teams and things like that, how many generally qualify for like a championship tournament?
Sure. So you'll have 15 teams. So approximately 6 players per team. So each team has an alternate player. Okay.
So that's count 5 score, about 90 there.
Right. And then about 10 at-large individual bids as well. In addition to, you know, your coaching staffs and then, you know, obviously the
family folks, comes.
Families and et cetera. And then you'll have recruiters that come as well.
I was going to ask you that because here we are. We're Division II. Mm-hmm. These are 2-year player. I mean, 2 years – if you get 2 years, if they're really good, you might get one. And then you do have 4-year institutions that are looking to pick up sleepers.
No question. And I think one of the things, obviously we have a lot of that type of traffic just because we've been fortunate to be successful, not only in women's golf, but in just in general as a department, right? Yeah. So we have a lot of traffic. Our brand is very strong nationwide. You know, but this will be a chance, you know, for everybody that is here every day to kind of see that, you know, environment. So you'll have, you know, different schools coming from not only, you know, Midwest, but you'll have some, you know, if I'm tracking a gal, you know, that's playing from the East Coast someplace and I'm going to come watch her play at the national tournament, well, I'm flying here.
Yep.
And I'm going to come watch
and
them play.
And I might have a Southern 4-year institution that's looking
And these are the type of things that provide, you know, our kids with opportunities. You know, they may get hot and all of a sudden they're playing great and hey, now I got a scholarship. So it's a really unique thing to bring and put in front of everybody that hasn't necessarily possibly seen something like that. Yeah. Because the national tournament, I mean, that's where your All-Americans come out of.
Hell yeah.
And so that's where, you know, okay, I'm going to offer this gal and this gal and this gal. I mean, this is the best of the best, and they're coming right to our backyard, which is pretty cool.
So, Chris, you said that one of the first things up, reserving hotel motel space. Obviously, we don't have it all here, so you had to make some calls. And right. I'm pretty sure your neighbors to the east were stepping right up.
That's correct. Yep. So we're going to put as many teams as we can here in Boone, and then some obviously spectators and some teams will be over in Ames as well. So, and again, that's a strong partnership that I have with Discover Ames. So that has been great. And then the other thing that obviously we've had to get after, we're volunteers. And yep. We tasked Randy Schmitz, once he got back from traveling this winter, with putting together some volunteers. And I initially set up the Sign Up Genius. We've turned it over to Randy, and he's nailed it. He's so well connected.
And he just keeps calling people and saying, "You're coming and doing this."
Yep.
I hear, really, literally, you just had a lot of people that wanted to be a part of
100%.
It and signed up right away.
Yep.
But again, it takes a lot
to do. Right. We did, Jim. Honestly, we had people that contacted us right away and were like, "This is so cool. We want to be a part of this." And so, you know, we got him in, and Randy has just taken it and run with it. So all of our slots are full. He even has a wait list of some additional people that are looking to still be a part of it. So we are incredibly blessed to be in this community and have people so excited.
That's one of the big things. The volunteers that make it go for everybody, so they have a very convenient visit, a good visit.
Right.
And again, that's one of the big things that we're going to put our hat on for that.
Yeah. No. And again, that's one of the things about doing events like this is bringing community together. You know, putting your team together for a common goal,
sure.
And everybody just kind of picks up a little steam, and then next thing you know, you got this wonderful thing going on, and people just helping each other, you know, no matter what it takes, picking up, you know, an empty water bottle and throwing it in the trash can, or, helping someone from the parking lot that may be in a walker or needs some little help, people
or
jump right in, or whatever.
Stopping on the street corner and...
Yeah.
And saying, do you need to find some, go this way and turn here.
Yeah, well, and Chris talked a little bit about that Iowa Nice. Well, that's what we are. And that's who we are in Boone, Iowa. And we want to make sure that we showcase that to the rest of the country. You know, and that's the neat thing that we get to do.
So logistically for the tournament, of course, out at Cedar Point, obviously parking would be an issue for some. But I'm guessing we're going to use some of DMACC's parking.
Yeah, unless I volunteer for another event, we have to use it for something else. But that being said, we're going to use the parking lot by the baseball fields, just to the north of doors 7 and 8, like you're going to a ball game, you know, to the gym. And there's actually more. If you continue west, there's more parking there as well. So we'll utilize that for spectators and whatnot. And then the parking lot at the golf course will be for the teams and for the volunteers and workers. And we'll have shuttle service from DMACC up to the door.
All the things you have to, how are we going to handle that?
Yeah.
Do that too. So
those are all behind the scenes, logistics that have had to come together. And, you know, we've had to brainstorm about, how to do some of these things. And it has just all come together.
Well, the best was when we had our sign meeting about arrows.
Oh.
So Chris and I are sitting there. We've got a piece of paper. We're like, okay, if I come off of Highway 30, do I go turn straight? Do I turn right? Do I turn left? And so we actually have, 10 or 12 different little arrow signs that tell you how to get where you need to be.
We want to make it very easy
We want everybody to have a great experience. And, just down to those little details, it's going to be done with a fine-tooth comb. And it's going to be first class. And we're real, real proud of that. We're proud of everybody involved, in helping with the event. And we just can't wait to get this thing underway.
Chris, one of the important things you mentioned, sponsors.
Right.
Can you run through some of those for us?
I would love to.
Let folks know who is stepping up, really, to help with this.
Absolutely.
And support this effort.
And honestly, Jim, we had a plethora of people that just come through and were able to donate and wanted to be a part of this. So the Cobblestone Inn and Suites in Boone, Best Western, Cedar Point Golf Course, Goodwill Financial, Keith Berg, Elite Construction, Fairway, Vision Bank, Xylem Plus, Agra DNA, Ogden Telephone, Pat Clemens, Dream Builders, Intensity, Chase Signs, Rail Explorers, Dutch Oven Bakery, Whistle Stop Cafe, Toby K's Hideaway, Belusi's Pizza House, Colorado Grill, People's Bank, Wagner Golf, the Pratt Fenton Charitable Trust, Fred and Lori Greiner, Wayne Coos, and the Cobblestone Inn and Suites over in Jefferson. And then we've had some members as well from the Cedar Point Golf Course that have just thrown in some money and said, we want to help out because we think this is so cool.
We need some new buildings. Had some new, I mean, you can see it just driving by on South Marshall, some of the work that's been going on. So
yeah, yep. No, we're very, very excited about everything. But just, you know, as Chris said, that's our local community stepping up to the plate to put on a great, great show and a great event for the teams.
As well as, Pat and Carol, adding the new restroom facility, building the new scoreboard. Mm-hmm. So just things to make their course even better than what it already was.
Well, we're looking now again. He's already got the order in for the weather, so that's the upside of it, too. Chris, a lot of people will say, okay, so we're just talking about the golf course. But that means you're going to have a lot of other family members. Most of them will be out maybe on the course, how long they're on the course and stuff like that, and following along. You'll have a gallery, That's what we get when you have these tournaments going on. But that gives them a lot of other time to explore and do other things around town. So,
and honestly, that's what we're going to try to encourage them to do. We want them to go see some of our attractions and get out in the county, and we'll provide them with welcome bags. We have lots of swag that we're going to offer them, and our new coupon books will definitely, showcase some of those local businesses. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep them in the community and, shopping local and spending some dollars here.
All right. That's a lot of things. Little did he know when he said, I think we can host.
We can host anything.
You've been around to a lot of these, and you, again, part of the organization with the athletic directors, you know the kinds of things that you need to get done.
Well, when I said we, I was already thinking about Chris. And then, obviously, the group that we had assembled, because that's how you pull these things off. And we've just got, again, we have a great
team.
We have a great team. We have great people that really care about doing this the right way. And that's how you win, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just carrying it over from, the playing field or the court into this type of an environment. That's what we're doing.
Right.
And this is our team, and we expect to win. So we want to do the best job we can.
Obviously, put it out there. And again, obviously, I know that others will be competing in the future for a location to have it. So, but to have the very first one, that's pretty cool. And to have a national tournament.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this a little bit before, Jim, but I mean, this is the first time there's been a national tournament in Boone County for collegiate athletics.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Go ahead.
We're excited because our girls have a good chance of being able to participate right here on their home course.
Yeah, we're currently ranked 9th in the country. And we've got a couple individuals that are right in that top 10 range right now. So we have next Monday and Tuesday is their district meet, which will be held at Otter Creek in Ankeny. And so they take the top three teams, I believe, from the district. And we're right in that conversation. So we just got to go play for 2 days. And I think, I have confidence that the Bears will do a great job. So
I think one of the things you had mentioned before, too, that, again, the printing of the programs and things like that, again, that's like last minute because you're not, I mean, you don't get the information on the players and stuff until literally right before they start showing up.
Yep. Actually, working with the printer now, using Wilcox, they do a phenomenal job with a lot of printing that I have done in our office. And so working with them right now to design that. And obviously, like you said, some of the team pictures, they don't even play until May 2nd. So we'll get pictures last minute and get them fresh off the press.
Get ready to go.
Yep.
BJ, as we're looking at the schedule, obviously, they'll be coming in probably the weekend, 9th, 10th, 11th or something?
Yeah. So May 11th, is they have the option to get out there and do an unofficial practice round, which they call and would set up those tee times ahead of time with the course. And then May 12th is the scheduled practice round, which you have to walk. So like on the 11th, they can get in the cart and drive around and play, you know, hit the ball, see the course, try some different stuff. And then on the 12th is actually the scheduled practice round, which you have to walk, et cetera. And then we begin play on May 13th. So 9 o'clock, I believe, is tee times. We'll have them going off the front, and we'll have them going off 10, and play till about 4 o'clock or so in the afternoon, and we'll do that for four consecutive days, and then crown a champion on Friday the 16th.
Okay, just keep going, Mother Nature again, and the big reception dinner.
Yes,
that's going to be on the 12th in
the
evening.
On the evening of the May 12th.
Okay. And again, got a lot of things all lined up. Volunteers will be out there. People, if you're driving in that area, do you want to avoid it? Or obviously, I mean, you got volunteers out there that'll be watching things and stuff like that. But be honking the horn when you're driving.
Right.
By
yeah. Don't yell four when you're driving by on number four there by the because they do that to me in Mensling, and it throws. Not that it really matters for me, but it does throw me off a little bit. Right. But that being said, I think that the traffic flow will be good. Most of the parking and the congestion will be at the college.
Yeah.
Because the teams will already be there. You know, at 7 o'clock hitting on the range. So that really won't affect, you know, back in the Cedar Street area, South Jackson, et cetera. Sure. You should be fine back in there. So, but I encourage people, if you have a minute, come and check it out. It's not every day that something like this comes to your backyard.
That's right.
So, you know, even
this
if
this level of play.
Yeah, take an afternoon. Yeah, you won't get hit in the head by one of the high school kids coming up nine when I'm sitting there watching a softball field in my Gator, right? So, I mean, these gals are going to put it right down the middle of the fairway and get on the green and knock it in for par. But I seriously encourage people to come out. It's going to be great. Just to see that level of competition is very unique.
And so if they come to maybe get into the gallery and do a little walking and something like that, is there a cost for that? Or
that's a good question, and there is. It's $10 admission. So they get a lanyard that has like a little card that has a commemorative card that has, you know, NJCAA Division II National Women's Golf Tournament. And then we'll have programs available as well for $5 at the event, which is very, very, we wanted to keep the cost down. Some places there's as much as $25 just to go. And we wanted to make it reasonable for everybody, but we still have to help with offsetting some costs and whatnot. And so that's kind of what we settled on. But again, it's going to be a great event. I encourage people to come out, check it out.
The great sponsorship definitely helps make it go.
Absolutely. We're so grateful for all the sponsors that came forth to say, yep, we want to be a part of that.
All righty. We're running out of time. Going to have to go. We got something else coming up. But I do appreciate you taking time to come in and talk about it. If people do have questions, Chris, what's the best way? About anything that might be happening. I know Randy's got this list of volunteers plus some extras. But
right. Have them call me. Yeah, 515-433-6900. I answer the phone almost 24/7, so give me a call, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
All righty. Thanks for taking the time coming in and talking all about the NJCAA Division II Women's Initial Golf Championship here in Boone.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you, Jim, for having us on. We appreciate everything that KWBG does for us.
Right. So,
thank you.